Richland Center in Boscobel.
If your floors and furniture need cleaning, give Gander's Cleaning Service a call at 647-4349. Your certified carpet cleaning technicians at Gander's will get your carpets, tile, and upholstery steam cleaned and protected, leaving your home feeling clean and fresh. Call your certified technicians at Gander's Cleaning Services today at 647-4349. Leave the cleaning to them and enjoy your home. Make your appointment today, 647-4349. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show continues. The Richland Center boys basketball team will be playing River Valley on Friday night and then traveling to Milwaukee to play at Fiserv Forum against Baraboo on Saturday afternoon. I asked Coach Brian Poles of the Hornet boys team about this opportunity.
It's a great opportunity. We've gotten to do that last year and now this year again. The kids are really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. It's really fun to go play there in that facility on that floor. So, you know, the opponent, Baraboo again, Baraboo is much improved from last year. They've got a really nice big guy inside that's 6'8". They've got a guard that can really shoot the ball. So from a, you know, the game standpoint, going to be a really difficult opponent. So we're, like I said, we're looking for incremental improvements. It's going to be challenging coming back off of a, you know, a back-to-back off of a conference game Friday night and then playing Saturday afternoon. So we'll see how our legs are, especially with that big floor.
It's free of charge for fans to attend that game at Fiserv Forum. You'll be seated in the lower part of the bowl and can enjoy the Hornets and Baraboo. Tip-off time 2:20 coming up on Saturday afternoon. Well, coming up, we have girls basketball. Richland Center is playing host to Dodgeville. And our talk with Alec Adsett, head coach of the Richland Center girls team, is next.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's Great Midwest with reliable propane service and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and your business running. Call 647-7034. Richland Center invites you to explore, discover, enjoy. You'll find outdoor escapes, roads less traveled, timeless treasures, autumn's masterpiece, Dairyland Delights, fins and feathers, peaceful paddling, and more. The best place to start is RichlandCenterTourism.com. Richland Center, the birthplace of Frank Lloyd Wright, America's first designated Purple Heart City, home of the Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals and more, is a Discover Wisconsin choice destination.
Wegner Auto Service, proud to be your hometown family-owned towing business. If it needs a tow, they can handle it no matter the size. You always receive professional 24-hour towing with reasonable rates from Wegner Auto Service. They do it all at Wegner Auto Body with qualified mechanics and auto body work as well. Remember, Wegner Towing and Auto, available 24/7. If you need it hauled, rely on the service you can trust from Wegner Auto. Call 647-3443.
The Hornet girls are taking on Dodgeville. It's coming up on the radio. Joining us is Coach Alec Adsett. Alec, you played a couple of games at the Royal Tournament over the holidays, and did you see improvement?
Yeah, absolutely. Westby, we played Westby very, very tough. In the previous week before the holiday tournament, we played them and lost, I think, by like 31 points. And during the holiday tournament, we only lost by 8. We were in the game. It was ours. Up until the end, I'm super proud of the girls and how we're making steps, you know, not always linear steps. I mean, we do have some steps back here once in a while, but we're trending upwards, so.
What's the biggest thing that you have to do? Is it, you know, not turning the ball over, or what's kind of the big Achilles heel?
not turning the ball over, getting more offensive shots. The biggest thing right now for us is we struggle on offense, getting that rolling. We're working on getting the girls to, always be looking for their shot, always have that attack mentality versus, just trying to run the offense and look for one option in the offense. We're trying to get them to play more basketball first, use the offense as kind of a good rule of thumb, like spacing-wise. And so that's probably our biggest struggle, but I'd say we're getting better.
It's probably satisfying to see that so-called light bulb go on when they have a moment where everything you've worked on kind of comes together, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It is, and we're seeing those light bulbs come on more and more. As they're getting used to us, our coaching staff, and kind of the coaching philosophy that I have, and I wanna get out and run. I wanna have an up tempo game, but it just takes time.
Well, you play Dodgeville. This is one of the tough teams in the conference, aren't they?
Yeah. I believe I was talking to a few other SWC coaches, and they're one of the favorites for the conference title. So, and watching them on film, they look very athletic, and they like to kind of run and gun. They got a couple really, really good players, one being a post player. I know her last name is Bush. I think number 13. And then Riley, she's a guard, and I watched her against Platteville, and she just lit it up from everywhere. So it's going to be a tough game for us, but I think we will see improvement from previous games. We haven't played them before, but I think we're going to see a little improvement.
And again, taking care of the ball and just kind of controlling your own tempo, if you can get to that point, that's probably key, isn't it?
Yep. Taking care of the ball, pressure, getting better with, being confident with the ball, not just dribbling, but just holding it, being in triple threat, always looking to score. That's going to be the keys to the game. And rebounding. We can own the glass. We'll do pretty well, especially offensively. Like, we give up too many offensive rebounds, we're not going to be in the game. But if we can control that, we'll definitely be in the game.
You have some members of your upper class that are leaders, and I know you really appreciate them for what they're doing, staying out there, and sometimes it's not always the easiest situations, Alec.
Yeah, like Chloe, Libby, and Carly, they're doing an awesome job leading the team. I mean, yes, it's, tough times for Richland Center basketball girls, but like I tell them every day, you just got to take one day at a time and just try to get everyone to improve just a little bit, and most of all, have a little fun while you're doing it. I mean, that's the point of the game. So you want to have fun, but try to get a little better each day. And they're embracing the role of leadership. They haven't had a lot of experience with it, but they're growing. Like each week I see them doing different stuff to help lead the team. While we're not on the court, they're the leaders on the court during the game. So it's cool to see.
I know you played a couple of games over the holiday break, but did you have some special practices, scrimmage alumni or anything like that?
We did. We've been scrimmaging. We've had some alumni come in and scrimmage, like Amber Marshall and even my sister Hannah Green. There's a few, like Aaliyah Rulin. We had a couple days off for the holiday breaks, but just practice mainly.
Yeah, that's probably the key thing, because it seems like you get pretty busy again in January, don't you?
Yeah, we got one game this week, but then two next week, and it really picks up again. But more home games this month, which will be awesome, be in front of our home crowd, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Hornets are pretty battle-tested as far as being on the road the first part of the season, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been so crazy to me that we only had like one home game in December, but now in January the majority of our games are home. So that'll work to our advantage.
All right, awesome. Thanks, Alec, and good luck to you and the Hornets as you get ready for this week.
Thank you so much, Phil.
Richland Center girls basketball coach Alec Adsett on the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area. We believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, hello everyone. Welcome to High School Sports. Coach, the coaches have met a little bit here at midcourt, the captains as well, getting ready for this one tonight. Dodgeville is coached by Hayden Hardiman, who takes over the program from Josh Bush, who stepped away after last season. Hayden Hardiman, assisted by Brianna Halverson and Lori Riley. So far, Dodgeville on the season has had some ups and downs, but they come in with a record of 7-3. Their loss in the conference was to Platteville back on December 15th. They fell 63-46. They have defeated Lancaster 53-50. In another conference game, they defeated River Valley 71-39. The team comes in tonight and with some scoring power. Also, a little bit more of a veteran lineup than the Richland Center Hornets will sport. McKenna Riley averaging about 15 points per ball game. Maggie White, 13, and Marley Bush, nearly 13. Marley is the leading rebounder at 9.6 a game. Maggie White, second, averaging 7 rebounds per ball game. On the other side for the Hornets, Chloe Darling averaging nearly 7. Carly Meaden with just over almost 6. And Jory Schultz with about 4 points per ball game. Jory not in the lineup tonight under the weather. There are quite a few players that we've witnessed here in the last week or so where players are not healthy enough to play, and lots of stuff going through the schools right now and the communities as well. And Dodgeville was a little shorthanded earlier this week, but Coach Hardiman says pretty well at full strength tonight. Their JV team defeated Richland Center. That final score was 51-4 in the early game here this evening. Looks like we're about toward the time when we'll have our national anthem. That's coming up here tonight, right around the corner on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, the home of girls basketball tonight. Going to be a little bit of an earlier start. JV game got done earlier, and actually the boys game on Tuesday night here, Richland Center and Highland, began 15 minutes earlier at 5:45, so we started the game a little earlier. Not accustomed to that, but this one will start in just a few minutes. Both teams have had the proper warm-up time this evening. Lots of games going on in the area, as we mentioned in the pregame comments. Prairie du Chien plays at Lancaster and Platteville at River Valley. We'll be watching those particular games and how they come out. SWAL games include Riverdale at Iowa Grant, Southwestern at Middle Point, and Boscobel at Cuba City this evening. So girls basketball really taking center stage. Right now, our national anthem. rendition of Mr. Jeff Behrens, the Richland Center High School Pep Band, with our anthem prior to tip-off time, which is next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
The starters for tonight for Dodgeville, number 2, junior Tommy Krubaugh. Maggie White, number 12, is senior. Marley Bush is a senior wearing number 13. Lily Weigel, who is a junior and wearing number 20. And McKenna Riley, number 23, a senior. For the Hornets, number 5, Ella Weiss, a freshman. Kylie Burns, who is wearing number 12 and a freshman. Chloe Darling, number 15, a junior. Carly Meaden, number 23, a junior. And Ava Martin, number 30, a freshman. Teams are right now at the center, and we are ready to go. Tip is controlled by Dodgeville. We're underway. Dodgers whip it to the left side. Here comes a runner up from the lane. No good by Krubaugh, and the rebound by Weiss of the Hornets. Meaden brings it all the way to the other end, gives it to Weiss on the right wing. Throws it left side. Hornets can't hang on. It goes to the corner and out of bounds. It will be Dodgeville basketball. The Dodgers in their orange, with black lettering, almost like racing stripes on the sides. And also for the Hornets, white and some orange lettering. Dodgeville setting it up. In the corner, now they'll bring it top of the key. White on a drive, got down deep. Tough shot, is up and good. And Dodgeville on the board. It is 2-0. They fall back into a full court press. Meaden and Darling helping to break the press and across the timeline. They are fouled right at the scorer's table. Foul is going to be marked as Dodgeville tried to knock it away from Carly Meaden. And they'll mark the foul on McKenna Riley, which will be her first. Or is it? No. Upon further review, it's Tommy Krubaugh, Tommy's first foul. All right, we're underway. Richland Center brings it in play. They'll throw it off to the left side. Held up. Now they'll go down low, posting up. Tough shot up. No good for Burns. And the rebound pulled down by Dodgeville. Here go the Dodgers the other way. Hornets packing it back in the zone. Crossover dribble for Riley. Right wing lobs down to Bush. Bush in the lane. Goes with a nice nifty move. Left-hand shot up. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Hornets. Good rebound there by Kylie Burns. Brings it off to Meaden. On the right wing, Martin. Back to Meaden. Hornets looking for a cutter. Darling on the left side. Fires it off. Held up now. And then Meaden gets it back, Darling, and then right side, it's held up by Weiss. Hornets going through the motions, trying to get it inside. No, it's knocked away and out of bounds by Dodgeville. It will be Richland Center basketball on the sideline. 2-0 Dodgeville in the early going of this one tonight. Carly Meaden will put it in play for the Hornets. Looking for cutters, Ava Martin comes in, knocked away out of bounds by Riley once again. So the Hornets reload from the sideline, looking for the cutter from that sideline inbound. Meaden will grab it. Now that's Darling. Darling with the basketball. Darling moving left side. He uses the dribble, gives it off to Weiss on the right wing. Down to Meaden on the baseline. Back to Weiss. Hornets take it around the perimeter. Left side, Martin holding it up, looking to the inside. Nothing there. Gives it back to Meaden. Meaden now back to Martin. Hornets have pulled it out. And now on a drive, Martin goes inside, knocked loose by Dodgeville, picked up again by Ava, and they'll reload. The pass comes near side to Burns. Her pass is deflected by Dodgeville and out of bounds. Well, if nothing else, the Hornets looking for shots here. They're certainly controlling the tempo, which I don't think is a bad thing. Keep the ball out of Dodgeville's hands and try to get some scoring going here. And the Hornets, on that note, are going to throw it away on the inbound. unforced turnover goes out of bounds in the corner, and it will be Dodgeville basketball. The Hornets will fall back on the defensive side. RC with its hands up. Looks like they have perhaps switched defenses, matching up person to person. Pass down to Bush, goes down low. Now dishes in the lane. Tough shot. He's in with a runner up and good by Maggie White. She's got both baskets for the Dodgers. It is 4-0. Hornets in the backcourt. Meaden has it knocked away, and that went out of bounds. Maggie White playing some tough defense. Richland Center will have it again on the out-of-bounds line. Good student representation here tonight. Lots of the boys' basketball team for Richland Center is here. They'll be here against River Valley tomorrow night. Hornets break the press. Nice pass to Burns. Burns drives down deep, throws toward Weiss. Now to the corner it goes. Ava Martin is there. Martin is trapped, fires back to Meaden. They'll reverse it now. There's Burns. Kylie on a drive. Cut off in the lane. Double team. Fires it back now to Darling. Hornets again controlling tempo, trying to get a good look. Here's Meaden from the baseline. Dishes inside to Burns. She goes up at a crowd, gives it back to Weiss. Shot is good, and the Hornets are on the board. Ella Weiss with the basket. That makes it 4-2. Dodgeville leading by a pair. McKenna Riley takes it across the timeline. Lily Weigel now gives it right. Left it goes to Riley. Now Marley Bush out on the wing. Gives it back to White. Inside move. Turning in. Nothing there. Knocked away. Picked up by Dodgeville. Shot on the wing. No good by Kruba. Rebound Hornets. Kylie Burns doing a good job on the boards. And Meaden brings it across the timeline. Hornets will set it up. Meaden on the left side. And now Darling. Darling bounce feed low toward Weiss. Picked off by Dodgeville. Maggie White gets the steal. Brings it across half court. White stops. Gives it to the left wing. Weigel for a three. On the wing. No good. And the rebound pulled down by the Hornets. That's Kylie Burns again, having a good start to the game for the Hornets on the glass. Darling catches it on the left wing, gives it back to Burns. Burns now to Weiss. Weiss tries to work it inside. Knock loose, picked up again by the Hornets. Ava Martin is there. Martin with the ball. Fires it left wing for Burns. Back to Martin. Now Meaden. Darling on the near side. Chloe looks to the inside, nothing. Fires it off to the left side. Weiss now Burns at the free throw line, drives low. Deflected by Dodgeville, picked up again by Meaden, throws it inside. There's Burns, kicks it to the corner. 18-footer on the way. Hornets in and out for the tie. Put back by Meaden is good. And we are tied. Dodgeville and Richland Center tied. 4 apiece, timeout Dodgeville, 13:27 remaining in the first half in area girls basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Well, the Hornets holding their own here against a tough team, a conference contender. And the key is they've been controlling tempo, doing a lot of passing and not going right for the basket. And that's worked out all right. Keeps the ball out of Dodgeville's hands on the offense. Dodgers, after the timeout set up, they'll look low. They'll find an open person. Tough shot is up and good. Maggie White off the assist from Marley Bush. And that makes it 6-4 Dodgeville. Dodgeville putting on the full court press. Hornets break it. Now it's Burns up ahead. Tough shot. Weiss goes, and we're tied. Ella Weiss ties it up at 6. Off the assist from Ava Martin. Ball goes left side for Dodgeville. Inside to Bush. Bush throws it to the baseline. Long jumper on the way, and it is good for the Dodgers. McKenna Riley. That puts the Dodgers up by a score of 8-6. Hornets try to work at the half court and throw it away. trying to go for a little bit more of the gusto. Sometimes you get impatient against that full court press and you want to push it up the sideline as quickly as you can. That time they turn it over and Dodgeville gets it back. Dodgers with the ball. Hornets in matching up person to person. Pass down to Bush. Guarded closely. Drops it back door. Nothing there. The Hornets cover it up. And Meaden takes it away and is going to be fouled on the play. Just into the game for Dodgeville, number 10, Kayona Keitlinger Foster, and she'll be whistled for the foul. Dodgeville's second foul. Into the game for the Hornets, number 55, Libby Ruland, and number 10, Addie Borg. Hornets facing a full court press, 8-6 Dodgeville, 12:21 remaining in the first half. Pass goes across the timeline, Burns going back door to Ruland. Ruland now drives to the corner, and it's ripped away by Keitlinger Foster, and the ball comes up the right side for Riley. McKenna on the wing, throws to the baseline. Dodgeville works it low. Tough shot, won't go. Rebound by the Hornets after the miss by White, and it's going to be a tough chance trying to get it through that full court press and a trap at midcourt, and the Dodgers are called for a foul. So the foul is marked on the Dodgers. That will be their third. Hornets have not been whistled for a foul yet. This one is on McKenna Riley, and that's her first. Pass comes in play to Addie Borg. Borg leaves the dribble near half court, brings it across to Meaden, and a timeout taken by Alec Adsett. I think he sensed that Hornets might not get it across in 10. That last pass, they would have made it, but coach wanted to be sure. 11:48 remaining in the first half. 8-6 Dodgeville in girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you feel.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep fried or baked fish. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, the area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
Welcome back after the timeout. 8-6 Dodgeville in the lead in area girls basketball. 11:35 remaining in the first half. Dodgers for a three out of the timeout, and they'll get it with a little kiss off the glass and down for Lily Weigel. That makes it a 11-6 Dodgeville lead. Ball in the backcourt. Hornets get it across. Now Meaden. Bounce feed left side on the drive. There's Martin. Open shot blocked out of bounds by Weigel. And it'll be Richland Center basketball. Into the ball game, number 12, Kylie Burns. Brief rest for her. Addie Borg checks out. Hornets at one time or another can have up to three or four freshmen on this floor at the same time. Inbound pass stolen away by Marley Bush. Bush with the up ahead down to the corner. Maggie White. White gets around the defender, throws it down low, and Darling takes it away. Chloe up to Carly Meaden, and the Hornets take it back. Right side, held up now by Ava Martin. Martin tries to roll it low. It's knocked loose by Keitlinger Foster. Picked up now up to Marley Bush. Into Maggie White. White drives and scores. Check that. McKenna Riley, number 23, gets the basket. And that puts the Dodgers up 13-6 here in the early going. 10:40 remaining in the first half. Chloe Darling is double-teamed. Fires off to Carly Meaden, and the Hornets break the press. They'll throw it down low to Burns. She'll get a nifty move up, and a shot good. Kylie Burns makes it 13-8. Hornets playing competitive here tonight against the 7-3 Dodgers. Ball comes across for Riley. Riley, now White. Back to Keitlinger Foster, who drives lane. Dishes now to Marley Bush. Back inside, the Dodgers kick it out for a long two. It is on the rim, no good for White. Rebound by the Hornets. Ava Martin back to Darling, and now pass comes in to Meaden. 10 minutes remaining in the first half, 13-8 Dodgeville. Meaden off the screen, goes left. Now fires to Weiss. 18-footer on the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Riley, and the Dodgers take it back the other way. Hornets didn't have a bad look on that one. Pass deflected and out of bounds by the Hornets. The difference that I'm seeing tonight, the Hornets handling the ball better. They're controlling the tempo, and they're getting shots off. When you're setting up offense, if you're doing the unforced turnovers or just plain turning it over or doing whatever, you're not getting a shot off. Makes for a long night, but even the misses tonight have not been that bad. Dodgeville brings it into the corner for a three, and that's a good one. It is good for Lily Weigel, and that makes it 16-8. She's got two of those tonight. And the ball away, picked up here on the near side by the Hornets on a drive. Shot on the way, no good for Burns, and knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to the Dodgers, it looks like. So the Dodgers with the basketball, 16-8 is our score. And bringing the ball across the timeline, McKenna Riley makes a nice move. Dishes down low. Tough shot, no good. Marley Bush is fouled on the play and will go to the free throw line. Our game engineered tonight by Tim Feed. Phil Nee, glad you're along with us today. GET leads Westby early on, 12-11 in that game. River Ridge has defeated Seneca, 66-21. Marley Bush, first free throw is good. Her first point tonight. Foul is on Ella Weiss, her first foul. Addie Board returns to the lineup. Second free throw coming up for Marley Bush with a couple of dribbles. This one in the air, and that one is good. That'll make it 18-8, Dodgeville by 10. Pass comes in play. Ella Weiss near midcourt. Back to Addie Board. Board across the timeline. Weiss, right wing. Drives around the double team. Throws it to the left side now. Martin down low to Meaden. Meaden drives. Shot is up short. Rebound pulled down by the Dodgers. And here they go. The Dodgers for Bush. Three from the wing. Wide open left wing. It's on the rim. No good. Rims off. Rebound Dodgeville. Back up with a putback by White. No good. Rebound by Ella Weiss. Weiss back to Carly Meaden, and the Hornets take it the other way. Bounce feed down low toward Burns. Knocked away, picked up by Meaden. Tough shot, good. Good perseverance by Carly Meaden. It is 18-10. Dodgeville with the basketball. Riley drives free throw line left. Goes back to right. Give and go. Marley takes the shot up, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Dodgeville. Brianna Wassily inside for Maggie White, and a foul has been called. It'll be the second on the Hornets. Foul is on number 30. That's Ava Martin, her first. Into the game for the Hornets will be Chloe Darling and Libby Ruland. And Dodgeville will put the ball in play. Timeout just for a moment. It appears there's a little bit of confusion there. Everybody off the floor. All right. Here we go. Dodgeville with the basketball. Lily Weigel throws it in. Now the pass to the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Nothing but net for McKenna Riley. Beautiful shot. That makes it 21-10, Dodgeville. Hornets bring it up to midcourt. Weiss throwing it back to the middle. Picked off by Riley. McKenna drives it across the half-court line. Stops. Three-pointer. Top of the key is short. Rebound Darling. Chloe is fouled on the play. Good sportsmanship. Helps her opponent up. And let's see who the foul is going to be whistled against. It'll be on McKenna Riley. That's her second. Inbound pass. Addie Board now brings it off to the right side. Ava Martin knocked away by Wassily. Brianna has it knocked away by Meaden and Darling. And there's a jump ball call. Alternate arrow points to the Hornets. Richland Center will get it back. Checking back into the lineup, Kylie Burns. Hornets keeping a kind of a revolving door of fresh players here early on. Again, playing a little bit shorthanded tonight. Pass comes in play. Carly Meaden in the backcourt, crosses the timeline, pushes it down low. There's Weiss. Weiss dribbles once. Tough shot. Up, no good. Rebound weak side by the Dodgers. McKenna Riley, and she is fouled. That is the Hornets' third personal foul. Foul is called on Libby Ruland. That is her first. Well, the Hornets certainly making progress, trying to get in the win column this year, but certainly, as Coach Adson mentioned earlier, it's just a play at a time, try to get better every play. Shot on the way by Dodgeville from the baseline. No good by Riley. Rebound pulled down by Darling. Meaden with a basketball. Meaden back to Darling. Right side Burns. Now Darling to Meaden. Left side. Ruland meets it just up from the baseline. Puts it on the floor. She's guarded by Riley. Goes down deep. There's a pass from Burns to the near side. Darling. Weiss. Bounce feed inside. There's Burns again. Making the move. Tough shot blocked by Dodgeville. Picked up now. A kick out to Darling. And Weiss holds it top of the key. Left side, Meaden. Ruland down low. There is Darling. Tough shot. Won't fall. And the rebound pulled down by Weigel. Weigel bringing it across the timeline. Free throw line left. Dumps it to the baseline. They'll kick it out. Bush looking inside. Now passes it. Riley makes the move with the left hand up and good. McKenna Riley makes it a 23-10. Dodgeville lead. 6.5 remaining in the first half. Carly Meaden lobs for Libby Ruland. Libby uses the dribble, drives low, nothing there. Fires it back out to Meaden. Weiss on the right wing. Weiss leaves it low, backing in. Burns, tough shot of the lane, won't stay. Rebound Dodgeville, Brianna Wasley. Outlet pass for Bush. Throws it down low, shot up and good by McKenna Riley. Out the assist from Miley Bush. Timeout, Hornets 25-10. Dodgeville off to the lead. 6:05 remaining here in the first half in area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
For quality auto and light truck repair, it's Cornerstone Service. From maintenance like an oil change, brakes, or tires, to diagnostics for a complex issue, Cornerstone is ready to help. J.W. Ewing and the team invest in ongoing education and training to stay ahead of an ever-changing automotive industry. Cornerstone combines knowledge with the latest in diagnostic technology. Located on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center, Cornerstone Service is your source for honest, professional care every time. Call 649-2000.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
6 minutes, 5 seconds remaining in the first half here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. It is 25-10 Dodgeville. The Dodgers just gradually pulling away here tonight in the first half. Hornets putting up a good effort. Meaden moves along the baseline, brings it in play. Darling in the middle. And so far, the Hornets have, I'm just going to say, been able to break the press. This one's stolen. Shot on the way, no good. Putback is up, and that is good by Maggie White after Riley got the steal. 27-10, Dodgers. Hornets have had some success breaking the press. Going to try to do it again. Meaden across the timeline and picks up the ball. Throws left side to Ava Martin. Martin passes. Now knocked away, picked up by Wasley. She'll drive. Top shot with the left hand, no good. Foul called on the Hornets. That'll be Richland Center's fifth foul. And this one is on Ava Martin. That is her second. So going to the line, Brianna Wasley. Dodgeville 2 of 2 as a team tonight. Free throw is no good. Into the game for Dodgeville, number 3, Layla Novak. Number 2, Tommy Krubaugh. Second free throw for Wasley. Couple of dribbles. This one in the air and in and out. And foot four. The rebound pulled down by Novak. Hirsch out of the way. No good. Weiss got a piece of it. Gets the rebound. So the Hornets bring it the other way. Meaden across half court. Throws it right side to Martin. Down to the baseline. Knocked loose by Dodgeville. Wasley picks it up. Wasley gives it ahead now to Weigel. And she'll pass to the right side. Wasley. Wasley left side. Krubaugh. Krubaugh moving and grooving. Gives it back to the half-court line. Now left side for Weigel. Looking inside, throws it to Novak. Novak, bounce feed low. Moving in is Krubaugh. Now a crossover dribble for the Dodgers. They go right side. Wasley, 18-footer, won't go. Rebound, Ella Weiss. And the outlet knocked loose by Dodgeville. Left touch by the Hornets and out of bounds. So Dodgeville stays with possession. Addie Board checks in for Ava Martin. Girls games just underway around Southwest Wisconsin. We have the halftime report sponsored by Dairyland Transportation. Entry pass for Dodgeville. Kick it back. Krubaugh now takes a 15-footer. It won't go. And the rebound pulled down by the Hornets. Kylie Burns passes now, and Meaden takes it across the timeline. Chloe Darling holds it on the left wing. Chloe leaves it down low. Weiss moves in. Tough shot from behind the glass. Bounces up and bounces off. Rebound inside by Burns, and she'll take a shot and is fouled. Kylie Burns goes to the free throw line for the Hornets. Foul is called to number one, Brianna Wasley. That is her first and Dodgeville's fifth foul. Free throw number one won't stay. Went around the rim like a spirograph. Comes back out. Burns will get another. Kayona Keilinger-Foster returns, as does Maggie White for the Dodgers. Second throw by Burns. This one on the rim, and it falls in. 27-11. 4:21 remaining. First half. Dodgeville in the lead, and they have the ball. Pass goes left side. Held up there by White. White gives it back to Keitlinger-Foster. She'll keep the dribble drive. Crossover dribble. Free throw line left. Throws it low to Novak, and she can't hang on. Touch the line. Out of bounds. It's Richland Center basketball. Hornets scramble back to get into position for the press breaker. Darling on the left side. Scoops the pass. Over to Burns. Kylie crosses over. Drives down deep. Cut off. Gives it back to Darling. Now Meaden. Top of the circle. Back to Chloe. Chloe left side. Bounce feed down low. Making the move. Shot blocked. Out of bounds. Kylie Burns' shot rejected. Lily Weigel with the block. And it comes back to the Hornets. Inbounder is Carly Meaden. Meaden brings it in play. Nope, flipped out of bounds by Dodgeville. It will be Richland Center ball again. 3:51 remaining in the first half. Returning for the Dodgers is Marley Bush. And the Hornets will put the ball in play. Looking and launching it in. Now picked off by Dodgeville. White with the ball, runs it the other way with the dribble down low, up with the left hand, and good. Maggie White hits double digits tonight. That makes it 29-11. Hornet basketball, Meaden pushes it over to the left side. Burns, shot blocked by Bush, and the Dodgers take it back the other way with 3.5 to play in the first half. Pass comes to the left side. Here's Bush driving down deep, goes up to create a shot. She's fouled on the shot and will go to the free throw line. So Marley will get a chance to take a look. Foul is called on Chloe Darling. That will be her first. And Marley Bush at the free throw line, 2 for 2 a little bit ago. Free throw is good. Marley in her senior season, we certainly watched her career in three sports. Kind of get to know the other schools in the Southwest Conference pretty well and its players, especially standouts. This one no good. Put back up. Good by Dodgeville. And it will count. Plus one. Maggie White with the put back basket. And that makes it 30-11 now. They'll add the basket. Yes, it counts. That makes it 32-11. Here comes the free throw. On the way and off the rim. No good for White. Rebound Dodgeville. Marley Bush goes up and scores. Dodgeville winning the battle at the glass now. They're leading 34-11 after breaking through from a close game early. And Chloe Darling brings it across the timeline. It's kicked by Dodgeville and out of bounds. Jeff Barron's band starts to reassemble here tonight, getting ready for the big halftime show. I think Mr. Behrens is going to do cartwheels while they play roundabout. Pass comes in play. Turnaround shot on the way, and it is no good by Burns. She gets her own rebound, dribbles to the corner. Hornets reset it. Carly Meaden, right wing, drives. Shot with the left hand of the lane, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Dodgers. Marley Bush baseballs it up to Maggie White. White into the front court, crossover dribble, bounce feed back door, wide open. Tough shot is good for Lily Weigel, and that'll make it a 36-11 Dodgeville lead, 2:39 remaining in the first half. Timeout Richland Center here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
.39 remaining in the first half, 36-11 Dodgeville. Hornets use a second timeout, and they'll bring it in play against the full court press. Darling to Meaden. Carly across the half court line. Swings it over left side. They'll get it down to Weiss. Her shot partially blocked. Now Ella goes back up with a shot. It got it. Ella Weiss staying with it. Nice job. After getting it blocked, she was not to be denied, and that makes it 36-13. Dodgeville basketball, left side inside, Bush up and good. Dodgeville kind of finding the rhythm now on offense, 38-13. Pass comes in play, and Addie Board has it knocked away, and a travel is called on the far side of the floor. Travel is called, so it brings it back to Dodgeville. They'll put it in play along the baseline. Just over 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Inbound by Weigel, and now picking it up is Marley Bush. Passes high post to White. Back to Weigel. Her shot away, and good for three. She's got three of them tonight. 41-13, Dodgeville. Pass comes in play to Chloe Darling. Darling across the timeline is fouled on the way by Maggie White. That'll be Dodgeville's sixth personal foul. This one is on Maggie White, her first. Chloe Darling into Carly Meaden, and the Hornets set it up. Meaden on the right side, bounce feed, off it goes to Burns. Burns dribbles, gives it back to Meaden on the near side. Dodgeville not giving any ground around that perimeter. No looks for threes for the Hornets tonight. Weiss, top of the circle with a minute and a half. Looks to the inside, finds Meaden. Carly with a hook shot from the low post. It's no good, and a foul called on the Hornets. Fiona Keitlinger-Foster with the rebound. That'll be Richland Center's seventh foul. And we're going to be looking at free throws. Foul is called on Addie Board. That's her first. Keitlinger-Foster walks to the other end of the gym. Now her teammates join her. The Hornets jump in on the blocks. And the free throw is coming up in the air, and it is on the rim and no good. Rebound pulled down by Kylie Burns. Hornets with the outlet pass. Darling all the way to set up the offense. Makes a smooth move to the baseline. Knocked away and out of bounds by White. It'll be picked up on the far side by the Hornets, who will put it in play. Carly Meaden handling the basketball from the sideline. Scoops it in now to Board. Addie Board moves in. Defended well. Gives it back to Meaden. Now Weiss meets the basketball. A minute five to go here in the first half. Meaden left of the free throw. Weiss top of the circle. Weiss holds it up. Gives it left side. Now Meaden. Meaden on a drive. Passes. Giving it now top of the circle. Burns. Hornets trying to look inside. Kylie, left side to Addie Board. Board back to Burns. She'll show it to the D, throws it inside, ripped away by Dodgeville. Overplaying was Maggie White, and she gets the steal. 35 seconds remaining here in this first half. Ball fake for Marley Bush, now to the corner. Three on the way, Dodgeville, no good. Rebound by Darling. Back to Meaden, 23 seconds in the half. Meaden to Weiss on the right wing. Left wing, Darling. Hornets looking for a good one at the end of the half. Darling crashes in to the defender, and a foul is called. The defender was not quite set. So the foul is marked off. That's on Maggie White, which will be her second. Fouls are even at 7. Clock has stopped with 14 seconds remaining here in the first half. And Chloe Darling at the free throw line looking for her first points. Another player that has worked extremely hard for the Hornets. This one is no good. Rims off, and the rebound pulled down by the Dodgers. They've got a last look. Down to Keitlinger Foster. It's knocked away. Picks it up again, looking inside. The foul called on the Hornets. Chloe Darling will be the worst for wear as the officials mark that off. That's her second. So Ava Martin and Chloe Darling each have 2 fouls as we near halftime. For Dodgeville, Maggie White and McKenna Riley both have a pair of free throws, or both pair of fouls. This one up, missed. Rebound Hornets. Darling out to half court. Taken away again by the Dodgers. Half court shot, no good, and that will do it here in this one. Dodgeville leading to the tune of 41-13 at intermission tonight. A close game early on. Game tied early in the first 5 minutes and then tied again with about 11 minutes remaining in the first half. And then Dodgeville pulls away. They went on a streak. They were able to make that press work and get some quick fast break buckets. And they've taken the big time lead here, 41-13 on Richland Center. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. We hope you are enjoying area girls basketball tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center wrestling team will be busy now that we've hit January. They have lots of weekend tournaments and some tries and quads coming up during the month. I talked this week with Coach Silas Coleman about the team's performance at the Bi-State Classic held in La Crosse this past weekend.
I feel that our girls team kind of surprised a lot of people. We had a second place and a third place finish, so that was definitely a big highlight for us there. They wrestled really well, and we're really excited to see where they go from there. And then just the effort that I saw from my team, for myself, was a highlight of the whole weekend. So I was excited about the way that they performed. Nobody quit, and they just wrestled well.
And you got some wrestlers to place. That's no easy task, is it?
No, especially at a tournament like Bi-State, you know, where we have 60-plus wrestlers in a bracket. I believe 144. I don't believe they had a bye in that bracket. If they did, maybe it was one or two. So it was pretty full brackets, and so to come out with 4 place winners for us was pretty great.
And now a little bit of time off before you kind of hit the ground running here in January. It's a busy time, but probably enjoyed a few days off, didn't you?
Yeah, it's nice to have a few days off just to give you know, the kids some time to rest and heal up if they need to, and just kind of take that mental break before we jump back into things with our tournaments that we have coming up.
The Hornets will be at the Kickapoo Invitational, hosted by Kickapoo LaFarge, on Saturday. We'll have coverage of that. Bill Twining will be there with reports. And also next Saturday, Ithaca Weston will be the host of a big area invitational, and Richland Center will be traveling there as well. That's it for the Halftime Report, sponsored by Dairyland Transportation. I am Phil Nee.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment, ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
Proud to be a part of our local community, City Utilities of Richland Center, Syria Youth. The dedicated local people of City Utilities provide the best service at the lowest possible cost to water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a member owner of WPPI Energy, City Utilities is helping our community grow into the 21st century. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Bay Decorating reminds you the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior shirts that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know getting the right product is the secret to success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you'll have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Dodge Hill leads it 41-13 at halftime, and they broke away with some good balanced scoring, but just from four players tonight. Maggie with 12 and McKenna Riley each have 11, and Marley Bush with 7 points. Leading the way for the Hornets, 6 points for Ella Weiss, 4 by Carly Meaden, and 3 for Kylie Burns. Dodgeville has made 4 3-pointers. They are 3 of 9 from the free throw line. Richland Center without a three-point basket. They are 1 for 3 from the free throw line. Earlier tonight, Dodgeville is the winner of the JV game 51-4. Let's look at the scoreboard tonight from the flip phone. Girls basketball, middle 23, Southwestern 6. Prairie du Chien leads Lancaster at halftime 33-28. Platteville is up on River Valley 27-11 in a game going on tonight at River Valley. Cuba City 26, Boscobel 16. Wisconsin Heights leads Westby in boys basketball 40-6. Also, it's Viroqua in action going on tonight. I guess that's a partial score, so I don't have that one to report yet. But again, girls basketball get to some good action here tonight in the conference. Prairie up on Lancaster at half, 33-28. Platteville nearing the half, leading River Valley 27-11. Seems that these two teams will be seeing on down the road here in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. So far in the conference standings, Platteville at 3-0. Prairie du Chien and these Dodgeville Dodgers both at 2-1. Lancaster and River Valley both 1-2. And Richland Center 0-3 entering the night. We'll have more about basketball coming up here from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance